This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome. Unfortunately for us all, Robert Scott Bell won't be with us this evening. He is under the weather, so to speak. He is weathering the Hurricane Matthew storm in Florida. Safe. That's fine. It's all right that he's safe, thank goodness. But it's nonetheless interfering with radio transmissions from his location, and so we are carrying on without Robert this evening. But he will be back at his regularly scheduled time tomorrow, I hope. Now, I have with me the privilege of having Cheryl Chumley with me. She is a veteran journalist and has covered the Washington scene for many, many years. And we're both very vexed by the continuing revelations about corrupt practices in the Clinton State Department. The email scandal just gets worse and worse by the day. And now we have evidence that the FBI appears to have been perhaps complicit, at least to the extent of allowing evidence to be destroyed. That is among those things that lawyers shudder at, because it is an elimination of elements of the record that would enable a party to gather at least some of the truth. And the FBI, in this instance, has destroyed two laptops that were used by two of the most prominent aides to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Cheryl, welcome to the program. Tell us what your take is on all of this nonsense.
Hey, Jonathan. It's great to be here. And once again, it seems like we're discussing yet another blossoming Hillary Clinton scandal. And this latest one, I couldn't find anywhere in all the stories I've read about this laptop destruction that passes as an immunity deal. I couldn't find anybody that said that this was normal practice. This just isn't done. You know, you grant witnesses, you know, immunity for certain circumstances, but you don't take physical evidence and just destroy them. And this is what the FBI has done. And, you know, sadly, a lot of people are saying that their regard for Comey as head of the FBI has been tainted. They didn't think he played political games, and now it just seems, you know, a sad commentary that yet another person has fallen under the Clinton regime, so to speak, and just caved to political will.
Now, in addition to that scandal, we're discovering that boxes of emails have disappeared. And some of those documents apparently were in FBI custody. Some of the documents were in the custody of Mr. Kendall, the lawyer for the Clintons, and some were in the custody of the Clintons themselves. We also are learning about a reclassification that took place by Patrick Kennedy for Hillary Clinton. He was working in the Clinton State Department where he reclassified certain emails that would otherwise be available for Freedom of Information Act requests to the classification of part of an ongoing investigation, which government investigation, which exempts them from disclosure. Apparently, Patrick Kennedy pressured State Department officials to make those changes. And as for these missing emails, it's just part and parcel of the bigger scandal of, massive amounts of information disappearing. And we know that some 30,000 emails were eliminated from their computer system by scrubbing them. This adds to that picture of purposeful non-disclosure. The emails in question appear to be ones that were roughly coincidental with her assuming power and taking at the State Department and taking the initiative to establish this private email server operation, which in and of itself was illegal in violation of State Department regulations, as well as in the case of the classified information she had transmitted to her, proof of violation of the Espionage Act. That, of course, James Comey refused to take up with any prosecution. But your thoughts on all of this?
Well, the case of the missing bankers' boxes that you referred to is kind of breaking, and I don't have a good layman's take of it yet. But what I know about it so far is it's curious that in five pages, of the FBI file, that where details of these bankers' boxes, sets of emails and so forth were contained, there were 111 redactions. I mean, that's basically the whole five pages of information, and that's suspicious in and of itself. But, you know, what it appears to be is that this is shrouding the Clinton team basic confusion of FOIA requests. You know, when you make a FOIA request to the federal government, they have to give you certain information or explain why they don't. And, you know, it seems to be behind the scenes that this information shows just how great of lengths Team Clinton went to in order to complicate the process and make it so they did not have to release information about Secretary of State business. And, you know, with the Clintons, it's not only just what comes out by way of documentation, messages, and information. It's what you can't find that's just as curious. And it always points back to the same conclusion that, you know, Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill are among the most deceptive politicians out there, and yet they're also the most protected, it seems, by larger forces, some of them we may not even be aware of.
They are indeed two of the most corrupt people in politics, and what's so astounding to me is the extent to which Hillary Clinton is on record with public lies, that is, direct statements to the public that were overt falsehoods, some of which were called out by Comey in his testimony before Congress, but many, many more exist in the public record and follow her entire public career. And in addition, we have devastating falsehoods. For example, the statement to the families that were at Andrews awaiting the return of the bodies of their loved ones from Benghazi that she, in no small part, was responsible for causing because of a dereliction of duty. But nonetheless, she had this false narrative going that it was the result of a spontaneous uprising from watching a from the public watching an anti-Islamic video, which is utterly fabricated, false to from the get-go. They knew, contemporaneous with the attack, that it was a terrorist attack. She communicated that to her daughter Chelsea before she met with the families, that indeed it was a terrorist attack. And yet when she met with the families, she directly lied to their faces and told them that this was due to a spontaneous uprising from the video and that she would take steps to make sure that the person who made the video was punished. The families are irate about this. They've asked for an apology and have not gotten one. She's never directly addressed it. She's always obfuscated, as she does in every instance where there's a falsehood that she's called on the carpet to answer. But nonetheless, in her case, we have one of the most corrupt politicians in American history. And if she becomes president, there's every reason to believe that these corrupt practices, which have never gone with any punishment, will continue in her new administration. She'll have the very same people in that administration who were complicit with her in performing these illegal acts, which they had to know at the time were illegal when they were taking place. My question, Cheryl, is whether any of this is going to matter to voters such that they will not vote her into office, or whether people are going to just brush this under the rug, ignore it, and let her become president, despite the fact that she would be the most corrupt president in American history.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's what we're all waiting to see and hoping that there is some justice in the end. To be honest, I think this ongoing email scandal and even to a certain extent the latest shocking findings of the destruction of the laptops of Clinton aides and so forth, I think that's more an inside Washington thing. I think if, you know, you look at general layman's America, if you look out across the country, I think most people in America aren't paying attention to the details of that. Where I think the Clintons may see some setbacks on the campaign trail right now is Hillary Clinton's deceptive mantra that she is so pro-woman, and she's coming out as if she is, you know, the woman of the century, not only because of her own achievements, but she has always supported women, she's always supported equal rights and so forth. She's a card-carrying feminist who believes that all women are empowered to do whatever they want to in life and so forth. And yet standing next to her on the stage half the time is her husband with all these sexual harassment and scandals and allegations. So I think people pay attention to that.
Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to dig into the Kane-Pence debate and determine who won the debate and what the potential impact of that debate is on the electorate. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Unfortunately for us all, Robert is under the weather, and I don't mean that he's sick. He's quite literally under Hurricane Matthew right now, fighting to with the rest of Florida to survive this thing. And he's doing well. He's in a good location, but boy, oh boy, is Hurricane Matthew beating up Florida. And we pray for those souls that are in the direct line of fire there. Hopefully they're able to get through this without loss of life. But we're here holding up the fort for Robert, and Cheryl Chumley and I will do our best. Now, Cheryl, before the break, I mentioned we'd like to talk about the debate. I'd like to talk about your impressions of the debate, and then we just have 3 more days until we will see a second presidential debate. I wanted to get your take on the importance of that debate as well. So the Kane debate, you know, ended up being a Pence victory, really, the Kane-Pence debate. And most pundits have identified Pence as a victor, at least on style. I would say, just quickly, I was kind of repulsed by Kane's behavior. I thought that he was rather childish in his behavior, and I also thought that he evidenced a lack of sophistication because he seemed to have had a lot of lines that were memorized. He didn't respond to a lot of what was sent his way with the kind of presidential demeanor that you would expect of someone who's running for the vice presidency. But nonetheless, he's of course has a lot of apologists out there who are saying that he did a smashing job. Your take on the vice presidential debate?
Well, geez, I mean, his apologists must be hardcore Kane supporters because, you know, I was reading Breitbart and they even had interviews with a former Kane staff staffer who came away from this debate wondering what the heck has gotten into Kane. What have the Clintons done to him to make him go on this, you know, pit bull attack style politicking? You know, it's a shame where your behavior just so completely takes over a debate that you don't even know what the candidate's saying. You're just constantly paying attention to his interruptions and his boorish behavior. And, you know, I think that's the talk. Of course Pence won. There's no way that Kane won. It came out looking good from that debate. But the big talk 24 hours later now is still Kane's behavior. And I think Trump's campaign chief, Kellyanne Conway, she made a good play in the media off of Kane's behavior, tying it back to Hillary Clinton and, you know, her affiliation with a husband who has boorish behavior of his own toward women. And, you know, when I first heard Kellyanne Conway speaking about Kane and saying, you know, he basically was rude to interrupt so frequently, and this just shows, you know, how the Clinton camp regards women, because the moderator, of course, was a woman, and Kane was interrupting her, too. At first, I thought she was stretching it a bit, but the more you think about it, Kane's behavior, his aggressive style, and his just blatant rudeness, it does not bear well for Hillary Clinton, especially with her background.
So now we have the next presidential debate, and many have said that Trump essentially lost the first debate. I thought he held his own rather well, and I also thought that by virtue of the fact that there were no major gaffes that came out, a lot of people's expectations about Trump were not fulfilled on the negative side. So I think he kind of held his own, but this time to break loose, he's going to have to break loose in order to gain on Hillary, and he's going to have to drive home a lot of these critical factors about her incompetence as Secretary of State and about her corruption and her lack of trustworthiness in handling the nation's most sensitive secrets. I think that's all very critical in undermining the charge that she's competent to be Commander-in-Chief. What do you think, how important is this next debate? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think Trump has to come back, bounce back a little bit from his more moderate style in the first debate, because he certainly wasn't, he was a lot more rehearsed, a lot more toned down. Some people saw him as aggressive, but I think he's going to have to take some more direct hits against Hillary.
All right, Cheryl. Well, unfortunately, that was a short one, but I appreciate those comments, as we always do. Cheryl Chumley, truly one of the great ones, and we're very privileged to have her on with us. Thanks, Cheryl.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years prices at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it is the Robert Scott Bell Show, but unfortunately for us all, Robert is under the weather, and I don't mean that he's sick. He's actually under Hurricane Matthew right now as it batters away the Florida coastline and then moves into the central part of the state and does a lot of damage all the way through. We're hoping and praying everybody down there in Florida is going to be able to get through this storm, and Robert is in a good location, but he's not in a good location for broadcasting, so we're substituting for him. I have the privilege of bringing on to the show Norm Singleton, a regular, and Norm is, of course, the president of the Campaign for Liberty in Washington, D.C., and a good friend of mine and a longtime colleague on the fight for liberty. Norm, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jonathan. Great to be here. Sorry that Robert can't.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Join us tonight, but hope that he's safe and hope that just sending out best wishes and prayers for all the people in Florida and South Carolina and the rest of the states that are going to be affected by Matthew, by Hurricane Matthew, and of course for the people going to be affected by the already were affected
through.
In the Bahamas and the Caribbean, rest of the Caribbean countries.
Right, Haiti really took a beating. Now, Norm, we're about ready to enter a lame duck session now, and we're a little bit worried about what's going to happen on the spending front. Tell me your predictions. What's going to go on while we have this lame duck session? What mischief is Congress going to be up to?
Well, I think that what we know is not good, and I think ought to be very concerning to us all. In that lame duck sessions tend to be times where you have the really controversial and bad stuff that Congress doesn't want to do before an election pass. And the biggest thing is the budget and the spending bills. And what you normally get in a lame duck, and there's no reason to believe this will be any different, is those 1,000-page or 500-page very big spending bills that's there that are slammed together in the dead of night in a secret room. Nobody really knows everything that's in them. And they have lots of spending increases. They have lots of little favors for special interests tucked in the kind of hidden in the back, and even worse, they have even worse is that because they're done at some points. I remember one year when I was on the Hill with Congress with Ron Paul, we didn't finish the omnibus bill until Monday, 6 a.m. the Monday of Christmas week. So you have members voting for it because they want to go home because they're afraid of shutting down the government over the holidays. You have staffers who you know are tired. They want to go home, and it just means that people will vote on things, and then when it comes out, some of the bad stuff in there, they'll say, "Oh well, it was rushed. We were kind of pressured to vote for it. Did you really think that we were going to shut down the government?" And it's a bad way of doing things. And we know that in a variety of things, starting with maybe the Export Import Bank, they tried to do something in the continuing resolution and failed. Bunch and some other crony capitalism deals, internet sales taxes, maybe continuing Obamacare insurance subsidies, just a whole lot of things that I think people who care about freedom, about free markets, and people who think the Republican Party should stand for something, they're going to be very disappointed in this. And one of the reasons that these things happen is that politicians assume, and I think in some cases rightly, that lame ducks happen after an election. They happen between the election and Christmas, or New Year's in some cases. So people are preoccupied with Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. They just don't want to focus on politics, and so it's kind of easy get away with these deals, whereas in a regular session it wouldn't, because people are more inclined to pay attention. And of course this year you have a new president. That means that even people who do pay attention to politics are kind of going to be distracted with, who is Trump or Hillary going to appoint for Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense or HUD or Education? What role is Pence or Kane playing in the transition process? Things like that. So you're going to have those very. So you're going to have that distraction. But then the flip side of that, which makes this particularly dangerous, is you have Obama looking to cement his legacy, and he may go to McConnell and Ryan and say, I'm willing to cut a deal with you on gun control, on spending, maybe even making some changes to Obamacare, and you're not going to like it. It is going to make your base unhappy, but you can always go back and tell them that you thought it was better to deal with me in a lame duck than to deal with a new President Hillary. So this is a very dangerous situation for America, American liberty between the election and Christmas. And I would hope that all Americans don't tune out what's going on in Congress. Stay active, stay involved, keep the pressure on your representatives. If your representative or senator is retiring or was defeated, unfortunately, there's not going to be much you can do. And those who are particularly dangerous because they're free to vote their conscience, or in even worse, they're free to vote the conscience of their future employers. And that's who they're really going to be more interested in, is pleasing their future employers or looking for another job, than they are going to be in pleasing and doing what the people want.
Yes, and you painted a picture, a very accurate one, of just how disgusting and corrupt our government is. It's no wonder that only 13% of the American people have confidence in Congress, and it's a sad day. If they just refuse to grapple with the underlying problems, which are so immense, those problems need to be dealt with, and yet they shirk their responsibility, refusing to review seriously the actions of regulatory agencies and chuck those agencies which are responsible for so much unemployment and overregulation. But among the various statements made by Hillary Clinton, all to defend the advance of the regulatory state and expansion of taxation, is that allowing people to keep their own money in the form of tax cuts, like the economic plan that Steve Moore helped put together for Trump, she of course characterizes that as trickle-down economics. And the it's a simple and rather stupid way of characterizing free market activity. It is, in fact, the case that it's not trickle-down when it is allowing people to keep their own money. It's actually allowing for accumulation of wealth to be in the form of investment, savings, or spending, as one would wish, and any one of those in private hands results in an expansion of GDP and more opportunities for employment and more opportunities for growth of enterprise and competition, making us locally competitive, globally competitive. So that's the she's attacking the ideal of a free market when she says allowing people to keep their own money that they earn is trickle-down economics. The real trickle-down economics seems to me, and I'm going to get your opinion on this, Norm, is when government takes the money in taxation and then apportions it for political reasons, with the bureaucrats having the lion's share to operate the agencies, and whatever is left in the dross comes down and may ultimately reach the American public, but it is a definite trickle down, and there's far less that reaches the public then is taxed, and it's all politically directed, so it's not in response to actual consumer demand, which government has never been able to predict and doesn't want to predict. They want to spend the money for political favorites rather than for real economic growth. So you end up with no economic growth. But your take on trickle-down economics, as Hillary Clinton says she's loathe to see happen in America.
Well, I think, in other words, she rejects the economics of Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy. There are, unfortunately, some problems with both of them, but that is more because they both ended up spending, on the spending side, did not do enough to cap that, although Kennedy certainly was a piker compared to the presidents who followed him, Johnson, and then unfortunately Nixon, Ford, and Carter. But and Reagan was hamstrung throughout his career by having to deal with a Democratic House and a Republican Party led in the House Bob Michael of Illinois, who carried out Reagan, tried to carry out Reagan's agenda, as somebody reminded me recently, but his heart really wasn't in it. That said, I mean, she doesn't understand economics. She doesn't understand the causes of growth. She doesn't understand a rising tide lifts all boats. She doesn't understand that when Republicans say things like no poor person ever hired a job, they're not making fun of poor people. They're stating a fact that capitalism runs on capital. Free markets depend on a marketplace. You can't have, and she is basically saying that, you know, jobs come from the government and businesses. It's her version of you didn't build that.
Well, we'll be right back after this break with more from Norm Singleton. We're going to explore the rather crass statements that Hillary has made about the Bernie Sanders supporters that contrast with what her public pandering has been all about. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention. imagine investors saving for retirement? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, we sure wish Robert were here with us this evening, but unfortunately Robert is battling Hurricane Matthew with fellow Floridians, and also Hurricane Matthew is pounding away at South Carolina, Georgia, coming up the southeast coast, and we anticipate that there may be, unfortunately, fatalities associated with Hurricane Matthew here in the States. There were in Haiti some 100 people perished from Hurricane Matthew, so our hearts go out to them and our prayers are with them, and we hope all is well. Fortunately for us, Robert is in a safe location. He just has no radio communication. So, shifting back to the program, so here we have yet another case of Hillary Clinton duplicity. I mean, it's been a characteristic of her entire public career that she has engaged in the making of false statements, public statements, variously denying things that are true, proclaiming things that are false as true, and pandering over and over again when the political winds change so that she can curry favor with one constituency or another. And most recently, revelations of a recording of Hillary that she didn't realize was taking place include statements where she disparages what she perceives to be the naivete of the Sanders supporters, and basically says that they just don't make any sense. And I think that is in quite stark contrast to her wholesale adoption of many of the planks in Sanders' platform and her pandering to these people. And it raises the ultimate question, I think, for Sanders supporters, which is, do you really want to trust someone like Hillary Clinton? If you're an ideologue on the left, do you really want this person who is so crass and who has so many times made statements simply for the purpose of feathering her own nest with votes or with money to be in the position of a person who you are entrusting with the highest office in the land?
Well, I think that both her and her husband have convenient principles. If you look at their history, in the 90s they were so-called centrist. Today she is tacking left. What she said about the Sanders supporters, you know, when you're off mic, you reveal your true feelings. I think she also, interestingly, was taped to saying some things that about critical things about Obamacare, and then he went out, of course, and said what everybody knows. very interesting. There was something I think that should make all Americans kind of stop and think about where the political conversation in America this year is, and that's on our blog. I have a Campaign for Liberty's blog. I have a post about something Iceland is implementing. In 2008, they imposed capital controls on foreign investors in offshore accounts that denominated in Iceland's currency. They're now lifting the controls, but in order to do that, the investors have to pay an exit tax. The exit tax, if they don't pay the exit tax, they're going to be shoved into a fund where they can only invest in special bonds issued by their central banks, and they'll get like 0.5% of interest. And I bring that up in the context of a conversation about Hillary Clinton, because this is the type of thing that we could very easily see under her administration. I know people say, well, Trump's a protectionist, but he doesn't seem to, and so he's been very open that, you know, this we might expect this type of thing from him. But something like this, because going back to what we were talking about before, people who don't understand the true free markets, they don't understand that government, that the market and entrepreneurs, businesses, workers working together create jobs, create wealth, not government programs, would do this. And of course, Clinton has this fanatical idea that the rich need to pay their, quote, fair share, unquote, which when you ask what that is, you never get a definite answer except, well, it's more than they're paying now. And I think we
right.
can look at Iceland and with fear and wonder, is this what we're going to get under the Clinton presidency?
Well, there we go, Norm. Thank you for that. And we wrap up another wonderful episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, minus Robert, unfortunately. Robert will be back, however. He will weather the storm. Thank you for being with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America made food stores are left to eat. Yum!